you start to wonder that because evangelical, especially the way it's used by the media, if you wonder if we need a new term, a follower of Christ, for example, something that says this is who we really are, this is what we believe, and this is how we're going to live our life.
Frankly, I tend to agree with you. I like personally to say just what the Scripture says. I mean, in the beginning, back in New Testament times, the followers of Christ, they were called Christians first in Antioch. At that point, it's where the name was, because they were a Christ follower. But even then, there were distinctives about the Christ followers. What they did. They were obviously evangelistic. They did talk about salvation through faith in Christ alone. They did talk about the Messiah back then as being the God's fulfillment of his plan of redemption, and that plan is still being worked out. They did talk about those things. Well, so should we. Personally, myself, is I like to say I'm a Christian in the biblical terminology. Evangelical? I don't throw that to the side because it's technically correct and from the Greek standpoint. But on the other hand, to me, being a Christian and living that out means not just how one talks, but how one walks. You cannot separate that from the other. And I put into that, which is one area which I think is tremendously lacking, is that the good news of salvation does not stop at the good news and having somebody even agree in their head or their heart to the truthfulness of the good news. It must progress through discipleship. The Great Commission is to take the good news, but then to make disciples of all of those. And that means understanding our walk as a reflection of what our conversional talk was all about. So it means a biblical worldview. It does mean understanding what it means to be salt and light in whatever kind of culture we're placed. It does mean being able to articulate biblical principles and apply them to any issue of any time and know what it means and know that God's Word has an answer for all things and be willing, this is the other thing, really willing to be able to walk obediently to what God's Word says first and foremost. That, if that were to happen, and God's people today were to walk in that fashion, we would have an influence in the political process, not necessarily having to pursue it as a block, as a special interest block, but by its very nature of being salt and light, it would be carried out. And anyways, those are some of the things, I think, Bill, that must be considered as a broader aspect. We've got to execute our walk consistent with biblical truth. And I think the failure to do that is why there's such a diversion and diversity between those who say, I believe in the good news, but don't necessarily know what the good news means when you actually walk it out into life.
Well, you said something really important there, Sam, and that is apply your faith to any issue. Unfortunately, I think we have a lot of Christians, and you know, I think I've probably been there myself at times in my life, where I go to church on Sunday and I worship and I fellowship, and yet Monday through Friday, am I really engaging on some of the important issues? When I'm talking to friends, neighbors, relatives, work associates about some of the big, big issues of the day, sometimes we tend to privatize our faith. And if we look back at the history of this nation, we certainly didn't see that with the founders, with the pilgrims. We saw people who lived out their faith in all spheres of life. I know you're from Pennsylvania, an area of the country where you've got a lot of rich history. And you just look back to the colonial days and you read some of the things that were written. People taking their faith and then applying it to every aspect, every sphere of their life. We're not doing such a good job of that today, are we?
No, we're not. No, we're not, Bill. And that is really where the real problem has become. Because as God looks at a nation, as He looks at our nation, looked at Israel in the old, He gave them a set of commands and statutes and the law, and their responsibility was to obediently live it out. So they, as a nation, as a people, were, as our founders said, a light to the nations. that they would see something different about the way that people conducted themselves, how they related to God, their understanding of authority and how they lived in the home, how they lived in civil government, how these things worked together, and that the world would see that there was something different. Our founders believed that, and they actually came here and with that idea that we would be that shining city on a hill here in Pennsylvania. It was William Penn's concept that we would be an example to the nations. That was so that they could see what it would be like if a people voluntarily committed themselves to the truths of God's word in their homes, in their individual lives, and in their nation, committed themselves to doing and living as God laid it out to be, because they knew if that would happen, God would bless the nation. The pastors preached it from the pulpit. The politicians enacted it in office, and the fathers and the mothers in the home carried it out with their children. It was a complete, entire aspect of living out biblical truth. As we've moved away from that, we've moved from the strength that comes only from biblical obedience and the blessing that God gives into conceiving ourselves as perhaps a special interest and thinking it becoming more of a political thing rather than the power of biblical living.
We're talking to Sam Rohr with the American Pastors Network here on the Faith Radio Network. We'll take a quick break and be right back at 17 past the hour. Yes, God is faithful, regardless of the fact that sometimes we're not. He is always faithful. But he's always just to forgive us, too. Isn't that a great promise? Regardless of when we blow it, through his grace and mercy, he offers us complete forgiveness through the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. 20 minutes past the hour, it's Bill Meyer, my guest, Sam Rohr, the president of the American Pastors Network. And, of course, Sam, you're talking to pastors all across the country on a regular basis and challenging them to really talk to their congregations about the important issues of the day. Do you think, Sam, that some faith leaders this year are kind of trying to distance themselves from being labeled as evangelicals? And if they are, why are they doing that?
Actually, some have, Bill, and I'm going to quote names, but there have some that have come out publicly and said they're going to move away from that name because they think it's become watered down. I don't know. I think the greater emphasis ought to be, if anything, communicating to our people and teaching them what it really means to be a true evangelical in the biblical terminology. Now, that must be not a walking away from, but I have no problem either with saying, let's just call ourselves Christians and act like it, and really begin to double down in the preaching from the pulpits of what it means to actually be a Christian, what it means to be a citizen of this earthly kingdom called the United States of America, as well as being a citizen of an eternal kingdom. And the fact that we are passing through, we know that, but do we really know that? The fact that we are ambassadors of a foreign kingdom, God's kingdom, do we know what that means? Or do we know what it means to be an ambassador carrying with us? Because that's a very political term, ambassador. But do we really know what it means to, when we go out, what is it that we're supposed to be communicating on behalf of our other king of the eternal kingdom? I think some of these very practical things, which used to be taught much more than they are now, helps to take and bring clarity out of confusion, but it brings us back to adherence to God's word. There is no better solution to the problems of the day, whether it is an evangelical who says he is one but doesn't look like it, or someone who says, I am a Christian but doesn't walk like it. There is nothing that is more important than God than anything else than obedience. Obedience to the word of God, saying this is God's word. And if we are a true believer, to say, I am not my own. I am an adopted son of Jesus Christ, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. We are of this kingdom here, but we are of a kingdom that is beyond the other side. That eternal view must guide us through the daily walk of life, because our hope is not here. Our hope is there, but it provides for us the urgency. of why we should be concerned about what happens on this side of eternity, because this is where God has placed us, and this is where life and truth of God's word meets the challenges of this world. This is where our light can shine. This is where our salt can do its redeeming and saving work. But it has to be understood and put before our people in that kind of a concept that we run to the challenges and that we don't run from them, knowing that the answers, every answer to every issue of life is in the Word of God. Our obligation is to find it, apply it, and then to obey and carry it out. We do that. We're not going to have a question of whether or not we will be impacting those who are put in office. If God's people were to do that, God will raise up the righteous as he says that he will do.
Wow, well said. By the way, Sam, we should mention an event you have coming up. It's called U-Turn, A Roadmap for Renewal. It's actually a pastor's event. When is it coming up and where will it be?
It's going to be April 14th in Charlotte, North Carolina, Southeast Seminary. It's for pastors, it's for Christian leaders, and what we say is engaged believers, a day of powerful instruction. David Barton, George Barna, Sammy Tibbett, a number of those, and we deal with the issues of why pastors don't preach from the pulpit, and when they leave, they will leave transformed. We've seen it. Pray for that. U-Turn Conference, Charlotte, North Carolina, April 14th.
Great. Thank you, Sam Rohr, for your time this morning, for your commitment to God's truth. We appreciate you. Have a great weekend, my friend.
Thank you, Bill. God bless you, too. Bye.
25 minutes past the hour. This is the Faith Radio Network.